You get this sick wristband? See? Look at it. Check it out. I'm wearing it.
Doesn't even have one.
What is up, guys? I'm here. Hunter and Elliot are low on my priorities list. I'm joking. But I'm not joking. What he's saying is we put a lot of time into this to get relatively nothing back from it. And so Hunter can be bought for almost anything. I'm joking. So
$5 and I'll do your
instead
video.
Of...
Alright, what is up, guys? And welcome back to another episode of the Outdoor Talk Podcast, where we bring the outdoors and everything we know to you guys. I'm here with Elliot, as always.
What's up, guys?
And special guest we got. Say what's up, Jared.
What is up, guys? I'm here. And I just want to let you guys know, before we get started, I'm, like, looking at my computer because I'm on FaceTime with these guys right now. And so, like, if I'm looking at the computer and not the camera, you know why. But anyway, I'm here today for the podcast. I know. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, but Jared, he messed up. The easiest way to... There's a very simple way we figured out to do this. And all it entails is really Jared having his phone charged. But his phone was on 6%. So he
literally made this incredibly difficult.
We've been setting this up for like 30 minutes now, and the podcast was supposed to last 30 minutes to begin with.
And now me and Hunter have to share an earpiece just to talk to him.
So,
hey, well, listen. I mean, this podcast is still only going to be 30 minutes. It'll be all right. It's not a big deal. These guys said that they were going to call me in 20 minutes, and they called me like 40 minutes later. So,
no,
there's
a
delay.
We called you in 20. We spent the next 20 to 30 trying to figure out how to set this up without us sharing a headphones.
It's whatever.
Anyway, all right. So, are we doing updates or what are we doing? Are we getting right into it?
First thing we need to do is we do need to do a little update because Jared's not with us anymore. First and foremost, Jared, have you been watching the podcast?
Yeah, Jared.
Have I been watching the podcast? How many episodes have you guys released?
I
watched the first one. I watched the first one at least.
Three. The third one dropped.
You have three podcasts? How do I not know this?
Because you don't follow us. We posted about it tonight. One.
The night
we're recording this, they drop every Tuesday at 7 p.m. now. So, yep.
Okay.
So one dropped tonight, actually.
We're dropping a podcast every Tuesday at 7. And then we're going to try to get on the schedule of dropping, like, a vlog or...
A combined video.
Okay.
All of our stuff's combined. Like, anyways, like if Elliot does a gun video, I'm usually there, you're usually there. If one of us does a fishing video, like, the other person's almost always there just because, you know, we're usually together. But, like, it's based for one person. But, like, we're trying to do, like, an overall... just type of thing.
Well, that's not fair because the cooking video, I feel like I did a lot of that.
Oh, I recorded it all. I directed. I did the shot list. But that's something, Jared doesn't know about that. But that'll be exciting. That's coming out Thursday, so that'll be out when this podcast comes out. So go check it out if you haven't seen it yet. But we dropped a catch, cook, and clean video. Ellie and I did one of them, Jared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, guys, just to let you know, I'm basically a subscriber at this point. Like, I don't even know what they're talking about. Like, I saw their Instagram post tonight. If you guys don't follow them on Instagram, links will be below. Go follow everybody.
Yeah, so. We got the catch, cook, clean video coming out. But that's what we want to try to do, something kind of like that, just a collaboration. Or maybe even, like, even if it's just like a sit-down little show, kind of, that's much less than a podcast, just where, like, we pick a subject and we go, like, into breadth and depth about it, like something, but we want to have one combined video right now, at least every other week on Thursday.
Yeah.
But we want to get to where we do a podcast on Tuesday and a collaboration video on Thursday.
Yeah, that's kind of the plan.
But podcast will be every Tuesday for a fact.
Yeah, that's a guarantee.
With or without you, Jared, sorry, but...
Hunter and I are going for it.
Sorry, guys. Obligations, man. Hunter and Elliot are low on my priorities list. I'm joking. But I'm not joking. But, yeah, unfortunately, I am joking. Oh, wait, no, yeah, I'm not joking.
Also, before we get...
Unfortunately, I'm not joking.
Before we get into more, outdoor topics, remember that until the end of 2019, if you're watching this, we are giving away these wristbands All you have to do is go comment on something to Jared's and tell him he's bad at fishing. Or do you want to change it up?
Wait. Y'all said this in the last... Did y'all say this in a podcast
every
or something?
Every video we've done so far for Take Something Outdoors...
We've told them...
We gave them a different task. Two times it was with you, and then one time it was to send them a picture of their steaks. Yeah. That hasn't come out yet. So what should we...
Did you put the disclaimer on the steak?
Steaks?
It's in the description.
Okay. As long as the disclaimer is somewhere. Because... Okay. Anyway.
Huh.
Yeah, so we give them a task. We have an
until the end of 2019 is what we're doing right now.
And okay. While supplies last, but we have a ton of wristbands, so do something because.
So what do we want to tell them to do real quick before we get into like the podcast?
All right, watch the podcast to the end, and send us your favorite blank of what we talk about in this video.
Okay. Yeah, and you can DM any of us and just say you want a wristband or just do what we ask you and. All of us have wristbands. We'll find a way to get you one.
Yeah.
So, and all our links
are in the description. Say you want a wristband, and you'll get it a wristband.
Exactly.
But simple.
Send us what we talk about in this video, and we'll get you a wristband.
Yeah. Easy. We'll get you a wristband.
So, now that we're all together, let's talk about the most important thing that I think... I want to say that everybody wants to know, but I don't think that many people really want to know. But I know we all definitely want to know.
What do we want?
Okay.
When are we going back?
What do we want now?
When is Chickamauga, like, series two? Or when are we going, or when are we all going on another trip? It doesn't have to be the second leg of Chickamauga. When are we going somewhere?
I'm down for Chickamauga. Let's do it when it's not 10,000 degrees.
Yes.
where I don't die on the boat from dehydration.
You didn't drink any water. You're going to die if you don't drink water. It's like a fact.
But I did enjoy it. It was nice. But I definitely, like, let's do, well.
Spring's a good, well, Jared, you're the expert. Spring, best time to fish, right?
Yeah, I think so. Springtime.
Early summer. Early summer, like early June. Would that be good?
Oh. That's when we went.
We went June 17th. Yeah. Never mind. June's rough.
Yeah. When do bass spawn? Let's go down there when they're spawning, Jared. Around Tennessee, probably.
Oh, jeez.
It'll probably be like March, won't it?
No. April? It should be into April. Yeah, it'll be April, I think. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't really fish that area often. I mean, it just depends on, like, what, like, how warm it gets and how quick. Depends on the lake, the elevation, all that crap. But just the temperature. Basically, when the temperature gets a certain range, the bass move up to spawn. But they all move up at different times, so, I mean, they'll spawn for... sometimes in one lake for months, so.
Elliot just said, I don't know if you heard him or not, but he said, I want to go on a road trip.
Well, we got...
A
road trip.
Like, that just sounds fun to me. Like, I don't know exactly where your mind was, but I mean, even, like, if you meant drive...
I was thinking to do something. Like, I was thinking, like, Chickamauga trip or, like, pig hunt. Like, I mean, road trip would be cool, but I'd really like to go do something. Like we did.
So, I think doing something's cool, but I also think it would be cool to just say, like, block off this, like, range of time that we have free. Like, say we had a week. That would be really hard to schedule, but okay, say we had a few days or
depends
whatever.
Depends how fun
we
it
figure,
is. We can schedule a weekend if it's that, if it's that fun.
A week if it's that fun.
Okay. Oh, well, maybe. But what I'm saying is we can block off a period of time where we are all free, like this summer, and then we can just, like, make legitimately no plans except we gotta do something outdoors related every single day. Like, whether that's catching fish, whether that's, like, you know, camping or doing something like that, I don't know. Like, we could literally just not even know where we're going and just... go places and do things and see things that we've never saw.
Like, I just thought about when you said that, and the first thing that, like, the first picture that came to my mind was, like you said, schedule a week, and then each of us save up, like, $500 or whatever it is. So, like,
oh,
all
God.
Together, say, or, like,
$500.
This is just like a, well, just.
Pat would not approve.
Listen. Like, this is not logistical. I'm just saying, like, for example, say, like, so we have $1,500 combined, right? Or whatever the price is, but we're just going...
We can do a lot for $1,500.
Just go with that right now, okay? And then we got Elliot's truck pulling the boat with the four-wheeler in the back of it. We've got all the rods, you know, we've got guns loaded up. We've got kayaks on top of the truck. Like we're just loaded down with everything. We got tents, grills, and we just, like...
Go for
just
it.
Just go, like you said, just go for it.
Like
we pick a direction and drive.
I'm talking...
Jared's boat and Tom's boat.
We could literally go somewhere we've never been and just like hit a new body of water fishing. Explain that. Make a video on that. We could reach out to the people that we know. Well, not that we know, but people we know through this platform. We could, you know, reach out to people who live in certain states and maybe they could give us some advice of, you know, where to go fishing or maybe find somebody that would, like, take us out on their land to go shooting or something like that. And we could just do all kinds of stuff and just not know where we're going. Just, like, have no plans besides to do stuff and go somewhere we've never been.
It's kind of hard to do that type of, like...
I mean, if you got the money in a week...
It's easier to not plan and go fishing than it is to not plan and go ask somebody to shoot on their land.
Yeah. But, like, we could also, like, I don't know. I just feel like that would be fun. Like, hey, like, we're just going somewhere. Don't know where we're going, but we're going to end up somewhere. And, you know, we might be camping. We might be doing this. We might be fishing. Like, right. I don't know.
And then again.
We might be going hiking or something. Anything. Like, we just go spend time together, do something, document that. And put it on YouTube, I think it would be incredible because people would be like, what is this? We could call it like, so I don't know, we'd figure out the name, just like Unchartered or something like that. I don't know.
Uncharted.
that'd be cool though, but I think like.
Uncharted, yeah.
What like it's not name? Completely yeah, unplanned, it's not planned to begin with. So like, we're not just gonna drive till we see something. Like we're going to be on the road for 4 hours. Like, that's plenty of time to research, like, where you can go shoot or what you can hunt or, like, what body of waters are near, what hiking things. Like there's all kinds of stuff.
One exception, though. We are going north. If we go anywhere this summer, we are going north. We're getting away from the weather, that's for sure. My God.
We'd have to go in, like, December if we went south.
Yeah. We have to, that's the only thing, that's the only rules. We have to go north.
Let's just go west.
That'd be so fun. Or west, yeah, or northwest.
West Virginia.
Wait, if we go far enough east, we'll run into sharks.
I'm down for that.
Yeah
I'm down. I really want to go deep sea fishing. That's something else I'd like to do.
Oh, I was told by another law student here at William & Mary who fishes for marlins a lot. He said that Virginia Beach is one of the best places to catch white marlins, I believe. And, like, could you imagine catching a marlin?
Really
like,
Virginia Beach. Connor and Josh.
You have two good... Yeah.
Let's go.
Dude. But the problem is I only have a 10-month lease here. So that might be a problem for this summer.
Well, what weekend's your free?
I have an extra month, though, right after school ends. I'm pretty sure here. But we'll see. I don't know where I'm going to be working this summer. Anyway.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out. But, like, we should come down here. I mean, there's some cool places. But, like all the Walmarts down here and the tackle shop that I went into. And I haven't been in Bass Pro yet. But, like, all of the fishing stuff is, like, saltwater. And I'm like, oh, I went to Dick's, too. Yeah, and all of it was saltwater, pretty much. And I'm like, yeah, I really thought I came to a good place to go bass fishing. I've had some of you all tell me in my videos that around here is pretty good for bass fishing, but I don't know. I'm not figuring it out, or I haven't figured it out yet, but I haven't really had time to, so I will see. But I would love to go saltwater fishing. Absolutely.
So that's one thing. So we got to work on then.
Yeah, we'll put that on the whiteboard in Hunter's room.
Of the stuff that doesn't get done.
Well, I mean, we got a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's October.
But that's, I think a spur of the moment. Like, planning something obviously would be great, but like a spur, it's not really spur if you plan a week out, but it's kind of spur because you don't know exactly where you're doing or where you're going to be staying every night till you hit the road.
That's true.
Yeah, and we could just, like, make a challenge out of it, you know? I mean, of course, a challenge is always going to be honestly, staying within the budget.
I think that's... We need to do that more. I feel... Well, it's hard for Jared to do challenge videos with us. I think we should do that more on, like, our YouTube channels. Just, like, I think we should compete more. I think that would make a better...
Well, better I think... I don't know if that would be good for you because you would get beat a lot. So,
I've thought about that before in the aspect of like, I upload a video and don't tell you guys and challenge you guys.
See, I don't watch your videos, so I can't.
Right. I mean, I would tell you afterwards, but like.
You know that's so funny.
I get honest.
Think about the irony of that. Just think about the irony of that. We expect you all to watch our videos, but we don't even watch each other's
That's
videos.
That's not true. So like, I always let your guys' things run in the background to get your watch time up.
You always like and you subscribed
like,
at least, right?
I like most of your videos.
I like them all.
It's like, oh crap, Elliot posted today. I'm going to finally just do it and unsubscribe. Now I'm tired of this.
But I did think about when I was doing your channel, basically like editing and stuff, Jared, this summer, I thought about going out and like catching a bunch of like bluegill or something and like showing like a timer and uploading it to your channel and be like, hey guys, Jared doesn't know this, but I know he'll see it because it's on his channel. Jared, you have 30 minutes to catch as many bluegill as I do or something like that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'm down to catch some bluegill. Hunter proposes a challenge like this because he can't catch any bass.
I could like hit so many clays in so many minutes or something like that. Just something similar. Or how many hitting so many clays in a row or shooting a 2 liter out of the air.
Hey, Elliot, I challenge you right now. You can't shoot a tack at 600 yards.
I hate you.
Attack.
What kind of tack?
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Pin thingy. Pin? You know what I'm talking about.
Pin?
Hold up. Whoa. I got one. Hold up. Wait. No.
Gosh.
Wait.
Okay. Anyway.
Somewhere. Yeah. Do you hang up posters with? You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, Jared.
Attack.
Yeah.
Easy. Attack.
I'm too easy. I can't even see a dang pop bottle at 600 yards through my scope. Hardly.
Wow.
We all know Jared can, though. Jared's a good shot. It's Creedmoor.
He's just lucky.
Yeah, well.
Lucky Tucky.
Anyway, so let's get into, after we've talked about stuff we didn't plan on talking about for 17 minutes.
We plan on talking about that.
Did we? Oh.
Before you guys said, what are we talking about? And I said, don't worry, it's scripted in my head. That was in my head. Oh, okay. That's a good topic.
Listen. The structure of this is pretty poor.
The structure
but it'll be okay,
is
guys.
The structure's very good. Hunter's got it.
We're realistic.
And I'll keep it going.
Okay.
At least you know there's no script. At least they know there's no script. It's completely just
It's a bunch of hillbillies having fun.
A bunch of hillbillies having fun.
It's three of
That's going to be the name of this pod. I challenge you to be a hillbilly and to post. No, I don't know. You know, the first one to comment hillbilly in the comment section gets a wristband. Okay. Boom.
They got to DM us, though.
Yeah, they got to let us know they did it. Screenshot for proof.
Yeah. We would need their address, too, so you don't want to put that public on YouTube. So.
If you comment your social security number down below, we'll send you a wristband.
No.
If you
put
your credit card number as well, we'll send you three.
Link to my Patreon.
No. No, the best part about this is like, we're just regular dudes. I mean, we're not going to be giving you guys, like, so, like, there's bigger YouTubers out there who are, like, you know, they won't plug certain companies that they believe in because they're not being paid by that company. Okay, that's fair. But if you believe in a company, I'm wearing a Cabela's hat right now. Like, Cabela's isn't paying me for this, but I like Cabela's. So, like, we're just regular dudes. We're just regular dudes. And we're not shoving products down your throat. in our videos like every other big YouTuber.
I am.
That's the, you're doing a review though.
Well,
yeah,
you're
but
not trying to sell somebody. One
I'm not sponsored.
Thing.
You're not obligated to one brand. Like 95% of the fishing industry is, but yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, it's just all about what sponsor is going to pay
you
the most.
So you're telling me you wouldn't take a sponsorship? If somebody was paying you $150,000 a year to like Shimano reels and use Shimano reels, you're telling me you wouldn't take the $150,000?
I probably would.
We're not saying we're immune to sponsorships. We're
if
just
it was Shimano, if it was Shimano, though, right?
Right. If
but if it was you know some other company, I'm not gonna. Yeah, it would depend on the company. And it would depend, and in order to be in that situation, you would have to be so big that you probably wouldn't even need that anyway. So I feel like it's better just to be transparent with your audience and to not shove products down their throats.
What if it's a product you really like that? Like
my wristband.
Or
huh?
Like
our merch.
Like if Vortex came to me and was like, hey, mm-hmm. We want to put a scope on every single one of your guns, and you just have to say you like us, which I do.
Okay.
Do you think that's bad?
Perfectly fine.
You're just saying if you're not like 100% for a company and you're just taking money to take money.
Exactly. Listen to this. This is what I'm talking about. When you're in the Bassmaster Classic, the biggest fishing tournament there is, I don't even know if that's true anymore, but... Yeah, so let's just assume that that's the biggest bass fishing tournament there is. You fish so good, you're in the top 10. And then you get up there on stage and you're like, I could not have done this without Evinrude Motors, you know, flying me around the lake today and get me from point A to point B. It helped me beat my competition to my spot where everybody else wanted to be. Now, is that true? Yeah, if you didn't have a motor on your boat, you probably wouldn't have got there. But if you had... a Yamaha or you had a Mercury, you were probably going to get there too. So it's not just because you have an Evinrude. So don't act like it is. It's so fake when they do that. Like you can tell that they don't actually believe in it. Rather, they're just thankful that that company's giving them
money. Can you tell that they don't believe in it or you just know it's stupid because common sense?
Wait, I think those can be synonymous. Like I think, yeah, both.
Because, I mean, it's common sense that any motor would have gotten them there.
Right.
Not if it was a Ford.
Shut up.
But if you go back and you look at all the weigh-ins, it's sad. It's a sad industry, though, because they have to do this. These poor guys who love to fish, they have to do that. If they don't shove products down people's throats, they can't make their living. And that's what sucks. It sucks for them. But, yeah, it just... Yeah, I don't like it. It's so fake and it's so obvious.
Well, I agree with you, Jared, and I love your point. And I'm here for it.
Oh no, what's happening?
As a kid that's like $70,000 in debt at 7% interest rate to some university that's helped me none of my life.
It wouldn't hurt.
Okay.
I would like if somebody like emailed me right now and was like, only talk about our brand, we'll give you $100 a month. I'm talking about it. Like, I mean, obviously, if I don't like them at all, but... Now I get your point. Like, if you're on a level where, like, you're financially free, and you're just taking it to buy extra four-wheelers every year, then, like, I get your point. But, like, from my standpoint, as I'm growing, and I'm trying to build myself, build brands around me, like, get supported by people, I think that, like, I would probably take sponsorships. I mean, I would look into it, but at the same time...
All right, well, you got... sponsorships are a tough topic. Like, what about favorite rods? You know how they picked up, like, all the Googans?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, who needed them more? Did the Googans need favorite, or did favorite need the Googans?
And that, yeah, that's another thing, too. Like,
should you pick up a small company and run with them if you like, like
yeah, that's kind of where we're at. That's what like I I feel like is like would benefit me more than like you say, be transparent. But I feel like if I really found something I could push behind, but I mean, even I would just take like, I don't know if I would do a permanent sponsorship. Like I would like really have to like a company, like you said, if Vortex was like only use our scopes, like I'd have to really, really love that company.
I don't think I'd have but to like, think about it.
If somebody was like, hey, I'll send you this fishing reel if you do a review on it and say you like it, that's different to me versus being like sponsored only using these products. I get your point a lot more there, but I mean, from a point of not having anything yet, I feel like it's wouldn't be a bad idea to surround myself.
Hey, what do you mean not have anything? You get lights.
Okay, but I'm not sponsored. That's my whole point.
What he's saying is we put a lot of time into this to get relatively nothing back from it, and so Hunter can be bought for almost anything. I'm joking. So
$5 and I'll do your video.
If you have a wristband that you want to promote, send it to Hunter and he will give you a review on it.
You know, speaking of wristbands, Jared, we have this lovely thing that we like to tell our audience about here right now, and it is the wonderful Take Someone Outdoors merch. It is extremely soft. So we'll be back to you guys right after this short ad.
Hey Dave, are you tired of middle schoolers telling you that you have a small rod because you only catch dinks? Are you tired of the 7-year-olds on youth day killing monster bucks while you're napping in the tree stand? Well boy, do I got a solution for you. Try the new Take Someone Outdoors merchandise. It's so soft you would think it's rabbit fur. It adds 10 points to your worm dangling skills, and it's so daggone good looking the deer will walk right up to you. You can get yours today by searching TakeSomeoneFishing.teespring on Google or following us on Instagram at TakeSomeoneFishing. Limited while supplies last, and scientific studies were done to conclude the results of how the t-shirts work. Results may vary. Side effects include breaking rods for monster fish, having too many big bucks to choose from, and being so comfortable you might sleep all day. This ad was paid for and sponsored by 3 kids running a company from their laptop in a college apartment.
Okay, guys, so I did not know about this commercial. I was sitting here saying we're not shoving products down your throat, but apparently we are. So here's another commercial. I'm joking.
That's it. But for $5, I'll make you one.
Or Chipotle.
Yeah, if you send me a Chipotle card, I'll make one.
Just get it delivered. We're gonna get so
much hate on this video for some reason. We're gonna get a ton of hate.
No,
on
we're
this.
Not. Our last podcast got 6 views.
Yeah, but
6 views.
Our first one has like 70.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you ran the ad.
Yeah, I did run ads to it.
We got 70 views because we paid for them.
We did. Hunter did. No wheeze. Hunter paid for them.
That's why I'm selling out.
Hunter said, Hunter contacted YouTube and he said, hey, look, we got wristbands. Give me some ad time.
It's true. But talk about your favorite topic today. You can have one. Just DM one of us.
You guys, we need suggestions for the podcast. Let us know in the comments below what you would like to see on this channel.
We do need suggestions. I mean, we hit on the last set of podcasts, which are scattered throughout yours and Jared's channel. We did hit a lot of topics, though.
No,
but we could literally re-hit all of those and talk about completely different things.
Yeah, that's true, because everything changes.
They're so broad.
Right, and then also it's hard when you're not here, Jared. Like, to talk about fishing stuff. I mean, it's not, but it kind of is.
No, because,
like, I'm not a complete expert, and then Elliot doesn't
know anything.
Like, he's not really just all that into it. So, like, it's hard for us to talk about. It is a Senko. Elliot knows what a Senko is. But it's kind of hard for us to. We still try to hit it some, but, like, and it's also, like, hunting season currently. So, like, we're just kind of in that mode. So, that's mainly what we talk about.
I wish I could be hunting.
Oh.
Sad, man.
Here's a new topic. Jared.
What's up?
You're coming home for Thanksgiving. How many days are we going to hunt this year?
All of them. I'm going to take off work.
Oh, man. I don't know. At most, one. I'm just really busy. Law school's rough, guys. It's not fun, but... It's alright. We'll get through it, and then we'll hunt and fish some more, and you guys will see some content eventually.
According to Red Chicken Fighter 95, law school's easy.
Well, according to,
That's hilarious.
Shout out to whoever that chicken person was that commented on Jared's. Thank you for watching.
We appreciate it.
Chicken person.
Yeah. Jared probably went through and deleted every single one of them puppies.
But the other thing we kind of wanted to talk about was something Elliot and I was talking about earlier, and it's good to get Jared's perspective on this because it's kind of very biased. So basically, like I kind of wanted to talk about this, and I know Elliot does too, but I think it'll be better to touch on it when Jared's with us. It's not fishing related, however, it's like sort of a controversial topic, and I know Elliot and I kind of think the same way on it. So we want to get Jared's perspective. But Elliot and I are thinking about purchasing a suppressor very soon.
Yep. We're thinking about going for it. What do you think, Jared?
Do you think we should, shouldn't?
How much are they?
Basically, they're
500 like, to 1200.
500 to 1200. You can find them for like three or four. But
no, I was counting.
It's very far and few in between.
I was counting.
So
and you have to pay a $200 tax stamp on top of guys, whatever the silencer is.
Let's talk about financial decisions. You have a man who can be bought for a sponsorship for what'd you say, $100 a month?
No, he said $5.
I said $5.
$5. He'll run your ad. Yet he's gonna and then he's gonna complain about owing debt to a college. It hasn't helped him at all. Yet he's gonna go buy that suppressor. Boom, done. No problem. $500, $1,200, gone.
How's good. That DC reel treating you, Jared?
Yeah, that was with graduation money. So.
Oh. Well, mine's with tax money. We're buying it next year.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
We're just some people that are scared they'll be banned soon for who knows what reason, because most people don't know how a silencer works.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't silence anything. It literally suppresses from like 150 decibels to like 135. And anything over 80 can damage your ears, so it does nothing.
Anything over 80 consistently can damage your ears.
Yeah.
So what's the advantage of having a suppressor?
Have you ever seen a suppressor?
It looks cool, and it kind of takes, like, the crack out.
It takes
But it's very loud. Like, you know how when you shoot a gun, there's, like, the pow! It takes, like, that initial
I know what a suppressor is. I'm just asking you, what's the advantage? Why do you need one?
It's just very
Why do you want one? Just because they're cool?
Why'd you want a DC?
Like, can you legally... I don't know the laws regarding this, but can you legally hunt with one?
Yeah.
Like deer, coyotes, everything. Like anything you want?
You can do whatever you want with it.
Okay.
The only thing you can't do with it is travel.
Yeah, you have to let, like, the state's government you're going to know that you have a suppressor and you'll be carrying it.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. But if you put it on a low caliber, now I don't know a ton about guns, but let me make sure I'm right on this. So, but you can basically thread it on whatever type of caliber you want. Like, how universal is a suppressor? Like, can you have to buy one for every single type of gun you have? So, like, if you have a 308, do you have to buy a different suppressor for, like, something close to a 308, like a 6.5?
No.
Not really.
Like, all right, so if you get a 30 caliber can, you can basically shoot whatever you want through it that we would have. Like, you could shoot a 2.7, well, I don't know about 2.7. I know you can shoot, like, a 6.5 or a 308 or a 5.56 through a 30 caliber can.
Mostly, like, the mainstream.
Okay.
What you'd want to make sure you got was a suppressor that can attach to a flash hider. So some suppressors attach directly to the barrel, and some suppressors attach to your flash hider. And you'd want to make sure you got a suppressor that attaches to the flash hider, so you could buy multiple flash hiders for multiple guns and just switch your suppressor throughout your guns.
Yeah.
So, like, if I got a suppressor, I'd get one, and I'd get a flash hider for a 308, a 308 flash hider and a 5.56 flash hider. I know the twist rate on my Grendel is, like, a 5.8 by something, and my AR-15, I'm pretty sure, is, like, a 1.5 by 28. 1.5 by 28. So, I'd have to buy two different flash hiders with two different threads on them to accommodate.
Confusing,
and then
but okay.
And then it also, like, So like he said, you can buy the 30 cal can and also use it on like smaller calibers like the 5.56. But you can also buy like specific suppressors for like the 5.56 size barrel. And it'll do a little better job, but we're talking a matter of like 5 or 10. Like it's not very many decibels.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was my question going to be? Oh, but the lower the caliber... Sorry, not... Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So the smaller the caliber, the less noise you're going to have from the gun as a whole, right?
No.
Does it also... No. Just in general. Just in general.
In general.
The bigger the caliber, you know, the, you know...
Yeah.
More powerful the bullet is.
It depends what kind of gun it is.
No, it has to... I think... Okay, for example, if you have a 5.56, all right, and you have it in a 16-inch barrel and you have it in a 10.5-inch barrel, that 10.5-inch barrel is going to destroy you in terms of how loud it is. So
okay.
If you have like, I'm not sure this is exactly right, but if you have a 308 that's in a 22-inch barrel and like a 5.56 in a 16-inch barrel, 5.56 is going to be so much louder than the 308, and it's going to be a smaller caliber.
Okay. So, okay, say every rifle you have is the same length. Take that out of consideration.
Okay.
So, basically, the bigger the bullet, the louder it's going to be, right?
I can't say for certain.
Right, we can't say for certain, but more or less from what we do know, like...
Pretty much.
You can roughly say, like, just for example, this isn't statistically correct, but more or less, like, in theory, say it reduces every gun's decibel by, say, 20 decibels. So if a 308 or a 300 Win Mag is at 180, say it takes it to 150.
Yes.
And a 5.56 is at 140, it'll take it to 110. Like, just,
this is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
What I'm getting at is that the smaller the caliber, the more your sound is dampened, right? Well, not necessarily. The quieter it's going to be.
It's quieter,
but in
correlation, it's the same like percentage rate.
More or less.
Not exactly, but...
Okay.
But yes,
so,
right. In theory.
Yeah, so what else is there to talk about?
But what was your point behind that? Like, it's still... Like, no matter what gun you put... Like, you can put... like a suppressor on a 22, and it's still loud enough for everybody to hear.
What do you mean, everybody? Well, then what's the point of getting it then?
It's less noise.
Yeah. Just takes the crack out, and it's cool.
Okay.
Jared just.
I don't get it.
It's basically like having an $800 Shimano reel.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it, but like, whatever. I mean. If that's what you want to spend your $500 on, go for it, I guess. But, yeah. I mean, I don't see any advantage of having it. Are you saying, like, you can just get away with not wearing hearing protection at all?
You probably can't get away with not wearing hearing protection at all. But you know, like, how we shot that one day and we were just deaf?
Oh, yeah, I know.
It would not be anywhere near that bad.
Or especially, like... When you're hunting, you don't usually take ear protection because you're not thinking about it. So, like, especially if you were doing something like hog hunting, right?
Where you shoot a lot.
Where you shoot, like, maybe you might shoot, or coyote, where you might shoot anywhere between 2 and 8 times when you see a group of the animals.
Yeah.
Like, it would help. I mean, it wouldn't, like, completely take the noise away, but it would definitely help.
Afterwards.
Because you don't realize, like, because your adrenaline and everything... Like, if I was to shoot a gun right now and I was in your room and you didn't really know that I was doing it, it would kill your ears.
All
right. But if we're hunting, it doesn't do the same.
A good example is Hunter and I were shooting out of the tree stand the other day.
And I didn't know you were going to shoot a second time.
And Hunter was having problems with my muzzle brake anyway.
Yeah.
But
still, the one time I didn't know you were going to shoot, it, like, killed me.
Yeah. And a suppressor would have helped a lot in that aspect. But, honestly, I don't think a suppressor is necessary.
No.
Just like,
no.
I don't think any gun, like, I'm trying to word this correctly, but
I don't know where you're going with this.
Any gun is not necessary. Like, a bolt-action gun will do the same thing as a semi-automatic gun will do. However, a big however, I think semi-automatic guns are awesome. I love them. Mm-hmm. They're just so much fun, you know? Just like the same concept I think applies to a suppressor. It's cool. I want one. You know? It's just a want.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't think I need to really... Well, I don't... Right now, while I'm so young and broke, I think I do need a justification for it, but right. I don't.
But our main... Well, one of our main justifications is, like, a lot of people are scared of them because, like... To the world and because of movies and everything, most people that don't have a clue think that, like, I could put on a suppressor and, like, just shoot 20 times and nobody would know I was there, which is completely false.
Exactly. No. Yeah, that's
false. And most people, or I don't know about, but, like, a lot of people definitely don't realize that. So, like, it's kind of also one of those things, like, what if they ban it? Because, like Elliot said, like, practically... It doesn't have that big of a purpose, so like mm-hmm. they, like if somebody wanted to go about banning it, like there, I mean, even though to our argument, like everybody would still know you were there, like you can't just shoot with a suppressor and nobody knows you're there. Okay. But to their argument, like it is very, like it's not very practical. Like what does it really do?
Mm-hmm. So right, but so, there's no reason. Okay, so political beliefs aside. There's no reason to, no, like, legitimately political beliefs aside, there's no reason to ban something in, just because there's no reason to have it, I guess. I mean, there's no reason to have a jacuzzi tub whenever you can just have a regular tub, you know, but...
Right, but jacuzzi tubs don't go...
You know.
On the end of something that
shoots.
That shoots.
Okay.
Kill people.
Okay, a car. You don't need a motorcycle, but motorcycles are way more dangerous.
Exactly. I never tried to ban motorcycles.
Exactly.
I've tried to
That's
ban
what
guns
I'm saying.
Plenty of times, though.
No. I'm talking about suppressors specifically. But,
right.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Sure.
You can just see, like, or Elliot and I feel like it could, like, definitely potentially be something that pops up, and it's also one of those things. You probably didn't know this, Jared. But it takes somewhere between 8 and 12 months to get one.
Yeah, it takes
full info.
Yeah. Oh, so I knew that. You have to apply for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I can't just go buy it. Like if somebody's like, hey, they're probably gonna ban suppressors. There's a bill passing through Congress right now. Like it's not something I can go buy. Like it takes 8 to 12 months. Like it's a long process.
I think the reason for that would be. Like, the only reason I can really think of for that type of law is maybe because, as, like, a public policy reason, you know, people who, I don't know, in these bigger cities where there's more criminal activity and stuff, and if somebody shoots, but maybe it's gang-related or maybe it's not, but maybe just the noise is gonna... be something that is going to attract the police to that situation. Whereas if you have a suppressor, it's sort of getting rid of that. Not getting rid of it, but it's lowering the amount of noise, making it harder for police to respond to that. So they just want to make sure that you're not like some criminal or something. But at the same time, though, going back to my earlier point, with suppressors, I know this is, like, some people out there might think this is a bad analogy, but, so with the suppressor, I don't really see any need for it, but that's just my personal view, but I don't see any reason of getting rid of it because it's just sound. I don't know. I don't really see a point of getting rid of it. I honestly think, yeah, like I was saying, going back to my earlier point, that there's more reason to ban motorcycles than there is to ban suppressors. Because motorcycles are dangerous, guns are dangerous regardless if they have a suppressor, and I don't think they're inherently any more dangerous just because they have a suppressor on them. That's stupid.
Fair point.
Yep, I like that. But think it's been a pretty long podcast.
Yeah, man.
I gotta get to bed. I gotta wake up at 5 a.m. and go work out and then go hit the books, boys.
So, yep.
Thank you guys for watching. Any last
thanks for watching. All I can say. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jared.
No. Elliot's going to talk because Jared's got to do the outro.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
We're going to let him do the outro.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to say.
I don't really have any closing remarks. I think we did. We hit.
Unless you want us to advertise.
Yeah. Unless you
$5.
$5. Hey, comment Hillbilly down below. You get a wristband.
As long as you
Hillbilly. And then DM us. DM us, address, hit us up with your address. You get this sick wristband. See? Look at it. Check it out. I'm wearing it.
Doesn't even have one. Anyway.
Hunter's got. You got to edit that in there somehow, Hunter.
Okay, I'll Photoshop it in.
All right. Well, Jared, close us out.
Yeah, thanks for getting on, Jared. We try to get you on more, but
I appreciate it, guys. I enjoyed it. I'm glad we all could physically be together tonight for this podcast. It's so convenient to record on two different ends and then try to somehow get the footage compiled together and then figure that out. It's just so convenient. Love it. But thanks again for having me on the podcast, guys. I will have to go here in a minute, catch up on the other podcasts, apparently. But again, comment down below if you want a wristband. Hillbilly. Mention Hillbilly, and you got it. And, yeah, you got to DM us for that, too. But thanks for watching, guys. I really appreciate it. So do these other guys. Go subscribe to us down below. Also, hit us up on the social medias, Instagram and all that crap. Hit us up on the social medias. But as always, go take someone outdoors.